SkyWatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Scenes of chaos, violence, and destruction. They're playing out in the streets of cities across the country. New York, San Francisco, Portland. What do these cities have in common? They're all sanctuary cities that harbor illegal immigrant criminals. In the Senate, Senator Doug Jones joined Washington liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against cutting off federal funding for lawless sanctuary cities. By refusing to take violent criminals off the streets, sanctuary cities put us all at risk and spread anarchy. It's time for Senator Doug Jones to listen to Alabamians who support the rule of law instead of Washington liberals. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Tell him to support S6. 1644, Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. End federal funding for sanctuary cities. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Today is August 4th, U.S. Coast Guard Day. It's a day to celebrate the brave men and women who protect our shores from maritime threats, which these days is pretty much sharknadoes. Have a safe U.S. Coast Guard Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Isaias is churning up the East Coast as a tropical storm after battering the Carolina coast.
Isaias made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane just after 11 o'clock last night, about 2 hours after high tide, but also we often see with some of these storms, as the tidewaters tried to recede, the winds from the storm drove them back. So we still had plenty of flooding here in Myrtle Beach. The streets close to the water got about 2 to 3 feet underwater. Cars were soaked. People were soaked.
Fox's Mike Tobin, South Carolina. President Trump says he's looking at taking action as coronavirus relief talks inch forward with both sides far apart on several issues.
Do I have a lot of powers with respect to executive orders?
One thing a lot of lawmakers want to see, another $1,200 stimulus payment to taxpayers.
Fox's Jill Nato, America's listening to Fox News.
What about the feature of TikTok?
Well, everyone's talking about that TikTok getting banned, but I can't even figure out what the heck TikTok even is. They said it was part of the social media, so I put it on my phone thinking I could find men and car parts on it, you know, like I do on Facebook. But it turns out it's just a bunch of teenagers doing real stupid dance moves. I got some stupid dance moves myself. I got this one, and I call it the Baywatch, and it's where I don't wear a bra, and then I act like I'm running in slow motion so my girls bounce up and down real slow. Oh, it's real funny. But it also got me kicked out of a job interview whenever I showed it to them after they asked me if I had any special skills. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. There's a new flea market opening up this morning, and I want to go down there and see if they got any dentures for cheap.
Great.
That's all, Meredith. Well, whenever she gets her nose out of joint, we know who to call. When anything is out of whack.
Exactly. Hillbrook Family Chiropractic.
What a segue.
And Dr. Jeff Pasley, my friend. He is.
If your nose is out of joint,
he'll fix it.
He will. They want to welcome Dr. Barbara Bloomquist to the staff, by the way. She offers nutrition counseling and specialized testing for food sensitivity to assist those dealing with metabolic digestive problems. And she is now accepting new patient appointments. Now, having said that, doesn't sound like a chiropractic place, does it? Well, it's a lot more than just chiropractic services. But they have, and you can find out about all of those services, by the way, online at MillbrookChiropractor.com. Millbrook Family Chiropractic has been in business for over 12 years now. It's longer than that, actually. Off of Highway 14 in Millbrook. Call them at 285-8483. Now, today is Tuesday. They're going to be open from 7 to noon. on today and on Thursday as well. You can find the entire hours online. Again, MillbrookChiropractor.com is where you need to go. They're a small office with a personal touch. They will know, of course, they're going to know your name. They take a huge investment in their patients in getting to be personal with them, knowing, because, I mean, they got to know things about you. And then so they want you to, you know, feel, you know, okay, sharing that information, and that you can trust them, and you can. Everybody on staff at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, Dr. Jeff Passley, does a wonderful job there. Again, go online to see everything that they offer for you, plus the insurance plans and all of that at MillbrookChiropractor.com for Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
This is not the day for me to do daring, convoluted intros to random facts, but I think I'm going to try it anyway.
Oh my gosh. Let's do it.
I bet there'll be an audio cut involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you know?
I just know you when you say that stuff.
707. So the word today is that ECAS. You know, that looks like a name that was made with vowels left over in a Scrabble game.
It's not easy.
Now, here's what we got. An S, a couple of A's, a couple of I's. Yeah.
Did you hear what I said? It's not easy?
A-S. Here's the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
While you slept, ECAS came ashore in North Carolina near Wilmington around midnight, well, you know, around 11 o'clock their time, and now is in Virginia, all right, just south of the D.C. area. And moving really at a fast speed. What is the current speed? Moving off to the north-northeast at 33 miles per hour. You're kidding me. For heaven's sakes, that's for a tropical system. That's amazing. It's still got 70-mile-an-hour winds. Even when it gets to New York later on this afternoon, it will have 65-mile-an-hour winds, gust of hurricane force, as it passes west of the city. That's a big deal. Then into the southern part of... Well, it's still a tropical storm as it goes over the border into Canada late tonight. Our forecast here locally, not much moisture around. Isolated storms, perhaps. Rain chances relatively small this afternoon and this evening. With today's high around 93, tonight's low 72. Tomorrow and Thursday, rain chances 20% or less. Otherwise, a good bit of sun, highs in the middle 90s. I think we're in the upper 90s Friday and Saturday with widely scattered afternoon storms for some lucky towns. And, you know, some of the models are taking us close to 100 this weekend. I don't know if I buy that, but we'll at least be in the upper 90s. Right now this morning, 73 degrees at 7:09.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
When we talk about our friends at MPB, they really are our friends because, you know, I know Donnie, I know Brandon, I know Holly, and they've been taking good care of us and really this one guy right here, this announcer, for a long time, for over 30 years. And it doesn't have to be just an accident, but I have been in a few where you're flustered, of course, when you're in an accident, and you call the police and then the tow truck, and then I pick up the phone. This is this last time here, the first week of March. And I said, what is their phone number? Oh, you do it every day. It's 27 wreck with the W. That's why it's easy like that. 27 wreck with the W. I called it, and guess who answered the phone? It was Brandon Turner. And I said, Brandon, the tow truck's on the way, and you're about to get my car. And he says, no problem. And I explained the damage to him. And he was giving me progress reports throughout the entire time that they were taking care of this situation that I had. And they'll do it to you. And by the way, they work well with the insurance company. When I told my insurance guy that I was taking it to MPB, he sounded relieved. He says, we worked so well with MPB. 27 Wreck with the W is the phone number. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Call them first before coming out there, and they'll be ready for you, okay? That's a good idea to do that. Montgomery Paint and Body are the folks that will fix your car as good as new, and in my case, certainly better.
Remember when the mailbox jumped out of the side of the driveway and scraped my car?
Yeah.
And
I hate those jumping mailboxes.
It's a problem locally.
And locally.
So my wonderful insurance agent said, now we have a list of places. I said, Montgomery Paint and Body, perfect.
Yep.
Didn't need the list.
That's all you need to tell them.
Yeah. It's called Bang for Your Buck.
Yep.
All right, we have random facts coming up. Pay close attention. Today, by the way, being Tuesday, is the last day for the Tuesday specials at Food Outlet. And you may want to win this and redeem it today when ground beef is $1.95 a pound. So pay attention to win the pop quiz question when it's asked immediately following at 7:12. Your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A property tax increase that would benefit Montgomery Public Schools will be on the ballot in November. Officials say the measure would generate an additional $33 million per year for Montgomery Public Schools if approved. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 21,000 new coronavirus cases in the past 2 weeks. This brings the total to more than 89,000. Health officials say more than 1,500 people have died. And Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries Commissioner Rick Pate says test results of the seeds being mailed to Alabama residents from China show nothing that would be dangerous if planted. So far, residents from at least 8 other states have reported receiving the unsolicited packages of seeds. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
So teachers don't want to go back to the classroom, but the school board wants a property tax increase for more money.
Absolutely.
I'm voting early on that.
No!
Did you mail that in?
Really? I mean, with the results they're producing.
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
Yeah. If only he could spell it.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time. And we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter, Allie. And we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow. Don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family mealtime easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On August 4th, 1961, the world welcomed little baby Barack Obama.
Congratulations, it's a boy. Now what the heck did I do with that birth certificate?
Barack Obama, a star is born.
And now,
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Learn something, listen to
Random Facts.
Whoa.
Wow.
You are amazing.
Rocking it out.
Thank you, everybody.
Wow. Here, take that.
Okay. Here, come here, dog.
I almost knocked myself in the face with it. Take that.
Got it.
Did you know?
It's like, here, take the baby.
Yeah. South Carolina's flag. You know what South Carolina's flag looks like?
Well, it's a rectangle. Yeah. It's got colors. It's usually
it
hanging
flies,
from a
pole.
I can make a brooch.
You can make a brooch.
A pterodactyl. A brooch.
No. It's got what looks like a palm tree and a moon on it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But the crescent moon is not actually a moon at all. It is what is called a gorget or a gorget. It's something that was worn by military in 1775. It protected the neck while in battle. Originally, the orientation was different than what it was. However, the, in 1910, the state's historical commission, Alexander Samuel Sally Jr., mistakenly angled the gorget, unaware what it was symbolizing, and turned it into a moon.
Okay.
So
we got a gorget moon. Got it.
A gorget moon. Gorget. Excuse me, do you have any gorget? I'm trying to open up the flag so you can see it here.
It's in the fridge next to my grape bun.
This is the flag.
That's their flag?
That's South Carolina's flag.
That looks like cheap motel room artwork.
And that is the gorget. It's angled at the moon, but yeah. If you turn it the other way, it's like a thing right. That would protect the neck.
I think I saw that in the Bonsoir in Fort Lauderdale years ago.
That's a nice gorget.
You sure it wasn't the Pine Motel?
Yeah. On 231?
Never stayed at the Pine Lake. But
great hourly wait.
We tried to have a listener convention there, and they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't. There's a place that has maybe four cars in it anytime I drive by. So we'll fill it up for a weekend. Nah.
Yeah, I bet there's some interesting things that have gone on there.
Yeah. What happens in the pond stays in the pond.
The old Pond Motel. Did you know the history of why we toss our graduation caps at a graduation ceremony?
It started... It's fun.
Well, probably, yeah. It started in 1912.
Okay.
A naval academy.
Oh.
Their new post required them to wear new hats. So when they graduated, they threw away their old ones. They threw their old ones up.
Oh.
And got rid of them. That's how it started.
Interesting.
A tradition was born.
And then the turn your tassel.
The tassel thing, I don't know. I'd have to look that up. That wasn't in my list here. But
I was the turn your tassel guy.
You were the turn your tassel?
I was the president.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was a specific one. I thought it was everybody turned their...
Yeah, put, well, yeah.
Like when you graduated, you moved it over.
Oh. Everybody does, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess at the same time, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're not that special, Rich.
All right, I'm sorry.
Man.
All right. No, I'm kidding.
All right.
You are that special.
183 other people did it at the same moment.
you were caught in that moment in time.
Did you know of somebody by the name of Kay Thompson?
Oh.
She was an author of the children's books, the Eloise children's books. I don't know if you're familiar with those or not.
No.
I'm not.
Nope.
But she was a children's author. She was also apparently a popular singer who had a young Andy Williams as one of her backups that she eventually became romantically involved with while on tour.
Oh, boy. Scandalous.
Andy was 19. She was 38.
Oh, boy. Ew. Hmm.
That's what Chase says
about that.
Like you're trying to start
get him to
a
hang around in the afternoon
something.
Because a lot of that would fit in with her.
It does sound like him.
You hurry up and start that motorcycle?
Yeah. He's working on it.
Did you know flatfish? Like the halibut, for example. They start off round, but then as they get older and grow and age, mm-hmm. their bodies become flat.
So would a flounder fit in that category?
I don't think a flounder does, especially with this next part. The when they start out, their eyes are on, you know, just like a regular fish.
Yeah.
One side has an eye, the other side has an eye. As they get older and their body becomes flat, one of their eyes moves across their head and meets to the other eye.
Ew.
So both eyes are on the same side of the fish.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Tastes good with lemon, though. But that was a popular fish in our house.
Halibut?
You have a hell of a halibut recipe, don't you?
Yeah. That's what my mom would make, just for the halibut. So the fish. It was the only fish I would eat.
Halibut.
Did you know there's a guy by the name of probably Wim Hof, although it says Wim, but probably Wim. Wim Hof, also known as the Iceman. He is the holder of over 20 world records. One of those being that he climbed Africa's tallest peak in his shorts. That's not the record. He did it in a record 2 days. In his shorts. It's a feat that he claims anyone can do with a breathing technique that he calls the Wim Hof method, whatever that means.
Now he would have to do it in shorts and a mask.
Which could compromise the Wim Hof breathing method.
It could.
By the way, possibly. That baking heat yesterday, we're going to have to wear a mask somewhere and up to the bank. Not a long walk. Yep. I'm like, you got to be kidding.
From Publix to the car with the mask on was challenging.
I take it off once I leave the building.
I do too, yeah. I don't wear mine outside. You're in open air.
Mostly for the fact that it's just so hot. I'll put it on right when I get to the door of the place, and then I'll take it off when I leave the door of the place. As long as I'm not surrounded by a ton of other people, which I'm not. I don't wear, unless the bank's telling you got to or something. I don't know. But
in the parking lot where there's free O2.
Did you know the brutal ruler Vlad the Impaler actually saved thousands of lives on multiple occasions? He prevented huge battles because he would challenge the enemy general to a one-on-one duel to the death. And they would either accept or decline, or, you know, if they declined, made him look weak, and they would
back off. He was the brutal ruler of what? Of what place?
I didn't say, but I want to say that was Romania, I think. He's the guy that Dracula is based off of. Yeah, Vlad the Impaler.
Transylvania. Transylvania is a real place. That was not made up for us.
No.
Oh no, it's.
I want to say I want to say it was Romania.
It's got Pittsburgh in it and Philadelphia.
And Chicago.
You know that Travis Tritt song where the corn don't grow? We ain't got that problem here. how many of them facts you got left there, boy?
I got 5 left here, Paul.
All right, well, why don't we take a break?
All right there, Paul.
Okay, and stay tuned because at the end of all this chaos, we're going to ask a $10 food outlet pop quiz question, and with ground beef at $1.95, that's a monster meatloaf just with that gift certificate alone. Stay tuned, and when first, let's check traffic at 7:24.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another look at the highways. We are busy all over the city this morning. Most congested right now, West-South Boulevard on both sides of I-65. East-South Boulevard in front of Baptist and Alpha. They are wrapping an accident right now, the 4900 block of Taylor Road. That's going to be out near Newtopia. Use caution. Just buckle up. Be safe out there this morning. We have no other accidents to report to you right now. Registration for fall semester has been extended to August 20th. Go to trenumstate.edu and follow the links for enrollment and registration. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chain.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mr. Sandman. My Jamison Light Texture, Mr. Sandman, refused to let me go this morning when it was time to get going, but it's a great mattress and I got it from this man. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing well. How about all y'all?
Tuesday.
But sale continues. The awesome August sale, which some really smart person told me to use that name. but it's continuing. It'll go to the 15th. I'm getting today, hopefully I'll be able to get some new mattresses out. We've got new stuff has come in, and we got to rearrange some things. Got a lot of work still to do on the center section of the building because we've been too busy. Actually, I was getting out of a warehouse that my lease was up on, and I wasn't going to need it anymore because the center section of the building had enough warehouse space to accommodate it. So it's been a fun week, but we're going to be getting, some Eye Comfort, some Serta. We got the Beauty Rest Black. We're going to put on the floor today, hopefully. Got some really nice Jameson products that have come in. They have a completely different feel than everything else, some of them. And we've got the, all latex products from Jameson. We've got some latex products from Sutherland that just came in. We've got a lot of new stuff. Got some of the old stuff. Do have some clearance products. Have a lot of less expensive mattresses that we sell the dickens out of. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. I open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. And we are getting more bedroom furniture in. Got to get it out, too. So, yeah, we're going to be busy, but we'd love to help you and help you get a good night's sleep at a good price.
And you will, Mr. Sandman, as you have done for so many. Have a great day.
I shall. See y'all later.
Okay. Part 2 of Random Facts next.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Finally, an answer to schooling your children during the pandemic. Get ready for Peloton Homeschool.
Are you ready to do this?
The company that's redefining fitness is now redefining education.
My son, Logan, will not be deprived of the full classroom experience.
With Peloton Homeschool, your child will not only be in the best shape of his life.
Okay, son, get on the machine. Let's do this.
He'll also learn from some of the top instructors live with thousands of other kids all over the world.
Find yourself. Where are you right now, fourth graders, mentally, physically, emotionally? Because we're about to get into simple division.
Step it up, Logan. You've got this.
Clip in and let's go.
Peloton Homeschool.
Get ready to turn that knob to the right because these multiplication tables are about to get harder.
Together, we're teaching and exercising like never before.
That's my boy!
And now,
Jay Scott, the like who likes to tell a ton of
random facts.
It worked anyway.
You got it.
Fine.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Did I know what?
There's only one organ in your body that can float in water.
Wurlitzer.
Any idea what organ that is?
Float in water?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess the liver.
Ooh.
I was going to say you were close. Maybe not in... You were close in wording, not in in location.
The kidney?
No. Lungs.
Of course. Maybe not mine.
I'm not sure.
You guys should be prepared. I'm having my annual next week.
Oh, jeez.
Not looking good.
Annual what?
Celebration. No, my annual exam.
Yeah.
An annual lean over.
And I'm getting wheezy. My annual what?
Lean over.
Did you know?
There's a lean over joke. Remind me to that.
McDonald's chicken nuggets come in four different shapes. They are called the bow tie, the boot, the ball, and the bell.
Sort of like Monopoly board game pieces.
Yeah, the bow tie, boot, ball, and bell.
You never heard tell of a boot?
Boot. Did you know there is a small bird in the thrush family known as the veery, V-E-E-R-Y? Apparently, they are better at predicting upcoming Atlantic hurricane seasons than even some of the best models. I know, right?
Like what? Professor Gray. He's gone now, isn't he?
Yeah, he died. Yeah. He was a friend and a very funny guy.
Who was
but Professor Gray?
From the University of Colorado. Actually, Colorado State. And they are the world's foremost tropical meteorologists, and they're in Colorado.
Apparently, a 20-year study had suggested that these forecasters sense major storms months in advance. I don't know how. But there's a large article that I could read through on this or send to you, Rich, if you would like to read it.
Yeah, shoot me the bird.
I will talk to that. You're on fire today.
He is.
Rich Thomas is on fire.
Did you know during the Great Depression, crop prices dropped so much that farm families started burning corn instead of coal in their stoves because corn was cheaper. Sometimes the countryside apparently would smell like popcorn from all the corn burning in the kitchen stoves.
Interesting. Wow.
From what I understand, corn is now being used experimentally, corn is being used as fuel.
They're trying to extract whatever you need to extract from corn to make fuel.
To make fuel.
Not ethanol.
Biofuel. That's what it is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Biofuel that's eco-friendly.
And we can grow more of it.
Exactly.
So we don't have to rely on... Yeah, no, that'd be great. Did you know there was an operation called Operation... And again, this is probably a German thing, so it was probably called Vikinger? Operation Vikinger, there in February of 1940, because of poor communication between the German Kriegsmarine and the Luftwaffe.
Luftwaffe.
Yeah, anyway, between those two, there was poor communication. Apparently, an intense fight broke out between them, resulting in the loss of 578 German sailors and two destroyers, despite the fact there were no Allied forces anywhere near the battle.
Ruh-roh, Rorge.
So I guess they thought each other to be the enemy. And because of the poor communication, they just...
Friendly fire?
Oh, yeah. Each other away.
Wow.
And those... Oh, by the way, they listed that victory as a British victory, even though they were not involved. Those are your random facts.
All right. Here's what's going to happen. Jay and... Jesse and Rich are going to come up with a pop quiz question that'll get you $10 of free shopping and food outlet today. Tuesday, the final day for ground beef at $1.95 a pound, which is an incredible value. That's like $2 a pound less than when it's on sale at the chain stores. This is the illusion that people live with before they visit food outlet. It's cost plus 10%. That's their pricing structure. They do have a few specials every week. Quick example. I have now switched from the glass bottle Diet Cokes to the 1 liter bottles. At 1 liter bottles in a convenient six pack, they're two for $5. So whether you drink Coke, Coke Zero, Sprite, any of those, a full liter of soda, six of those, $2.50. I had to switch because at that price, that's like 50% less than I was paying. So stock up on soda for the rest of the hot summer at Food Outlet. Get there today. $2.50 for those six packs of all Coke products and so much more. Everything I make for breakfast here at the station comes there tomorrow, assuming I don't have the problem I did today, waking up a little bit late. We've got the steaks and then Sloppy Joe omelets for Thursday.
Ooh, steaks tomorrow?
I made the Sloppy Joes last night, and I just didn't have time to pack it up. I had to get out of the house fast this morning. Sorry.
Well, that's okay.
Ashamed of myself.
Okay.
Food Outlet has three locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street, west of 31 in the Preferred Community, and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard. And I'll see you there Sunday morning, usually around 7:15, 7:30. Say hello if you are there at the same time. But now it is time for that pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, earlier in Random Facts, we talked about McDonald's chicken nuggets. They come in four shapes. Name two of them.
Ouch. Wow. 272-9228. 272-9228. Be the first person with the correct answer. Everybody that calls, though, qualifies for end-of-the-week grand prize drawing.
And are we still doing, if they get a follow-up question right, they get an extra...
That's right. You get an extra spot in the grand prize drawing.
Spot in the grand prize drawing. So hang on. Even if you call and we have a right answer, hang on, because Rich will have follow-up questions for you.
272-9228. We are waiting for your call right now while we check track.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic with another look at the roads. Still busy around the city this morning. Light to mostly moderate traffic on the boulevard. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through the interchange. We have some congestion on the east-south boulevard and on the west-south boulevard on both sides of I-65. No accidents reported to us at this time. Just buckle up and be safe out there. It's back to school time at Premier Place, and they have it all. Shop It's Fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place at Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, everybody, it's time to play the game. Just pasting in the Baumhauer's winning word, which is coming up very shortly, so you can win lunch for two at Wing Fingers. Who was first on this list?
Caller number one.
Hey, Shannon.
Yes.
How are you?
All right, how are you this morning?
Good. Can you name two of those nugget shapes for us?
I sure can. A bell and a boot.
A bell and a boo.
A bell and a boo.
Winning.
And that's it. Yes.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on. We'll get that $10 Food Outlet gift certificate lined up for you. Let's visit with some of our other callers like Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
Hi, how are you?
Would you like a follow-up?
Sure.
Jay was talking about this brutal ruler in Romania. He inspired what mythical figure?
Dracula.
Exactly.
That is right.
Correct. Yes.
Good.
We'll make sure we get you an extra slot there in that grand prize drawing at the end of the week.
That's right.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Here's Johnny L.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right, you got to follow.
I'm doing good.
On the flag of South Carolina, that's not a crescent moon. It's something called a. Now this is a little tough, I guess, but I don't know if you were listening. Okay. Do you remember what it's called?
I can't remember what that was.
A gargay.
That wasn't the pop quiz question.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah.
My follow-ups are not really stellar today.
Look, hey, you know, you should have said there's a gargay. What's the other thing on the flag?
Oh,
there you go.
See? He's sharper than we thought.
Well, maybe Johnny can tell us what the gargay was used for.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
All right.
So,
I do not know what it was used for.
Okay. Well, darn.
Hey,
I got one for you.
Okay.
Contraception was the correct answer, by the way.
If you go to Food Outlet, they have got some barbecue sauce called Uncle Clyde.
Yeah.
That is the best barbecue sauce you'll ever eat on anything.
On your recommendation, I will pick some up this weekend and try it.
Uncle Clyde, did you say?
It's Uncle Clyde. He has a barbecue sauce and a rub.
Well.
And it has got a wonderful taste.
All right. I do make my own, but I will try Uncle Clyde's.
We'll try it.
Well, I make mine also, but I have tried that. My daddy's name was Clyde. So wow. I tried it, and okay. It is delicious.
That's interesting, isn't it? Thank you for the
funny
call.
Thanks, Johnny.
You would try something because the name of the product.
Yeah, you say, hey, that's my dad's name.
Hey, Jonathan's on the line.
You hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Doing well. How are y'all doing?
Doing good.
Jay talked about tossing caps. You know, you do that at graduation. Where'd that start?
Was it 1912 at a Naval Academy?
My gosh.
That's it, yes.
You got the year. That's great. That's great.
Yep. Let me tell you.
You're brilliant.
You are. Absolutely. You now have an extra slot in the drawing on Friday as well.
Appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate
you guys. Thank you guys for calling in and playing.
Good reason. I think everybody should give themselves a hand.
Please clap.
Thank you, Jeb.
Isn't he so inspiring?
Yes.
He was the foregone conclusion as the front runner when that last race started, and he just faded away. He was so boring. So boring.
I got to give Jeb credit for something. He was a good governor of Florida.
He was during the 2004 when the onslaught of all the big storms.
Masterful job managing all of that stuff. It's when he got, at a state level and on a national level, two different ball games they're playing there, the deep state and local. Local, he had it, but man, $30 million for 6% of that was not a very impressive outcome for him. There's your random fact for tomorrow. It is 7:43.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Isa Ia is now a tropical storm. Still 70-mile-an-hour winds as it terrorizes the Washington, D.C. area at the moment. But it's moving northeast at 33 miles per hour. So next up, Philadelphia. Then later, New York. And then later into New England. And then later into Canada late tonight. That's an amazing storm. For us, though, things are a little more sedate. Today's high around 93, heat index near or above 100. Isolated storms are possible later on. The rain chance is relatively small. I've got them at about 20% today and a little less than 20% tomorrow. With tonight's low 72, tomorrow's high in the mid-90s, and then I think we'll be in the upper 90s on Friday and Saturday with widely scattered afternoon storms for a few lucky towns. Some of the models are printing close to 100 this weekend. I'm not sure if I'm buying that, but it's going to be hot right now this morning. Mostly clear skies. Temperature is 73 at 7:44.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
Story we'll explore a little bit later on News Talk 93.1 FM, like during the day. This afternoon, for sure, this being Barack Obama's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
He issued a lot of endorsements, obviously, to Democrats, with one significant exception.
Biden?
No. Who? AOC. Isn't that interesting that he did not endorse her reelection? I think one of those squad goons has a reelection or a primary tomorrow. I think it's Tlaib, and she is not polling well. Maybe some of this insanity will go away.
What is Biden's leading contender for a running mate now?
A guy wearing a jacket, a white coat.
With a hood.
Colonel Sanders?
Don't you take the great Colonel Sanders name.
No, actually, the big rumor on Twitter yesterday is his decline. And this is why we're not making fun of Joe's decline, because we've all had a loved one or someone we've known go through this. But it's accelerating at a rate where they just can't possibly fake this through the election, and that they're going to have to replace him. But with who? I mean, I know somebody's waiting in the wings.
They sure don't want him talking to the press, and they sure don't want him debating.
You just can't do that. You just can't run an eye. We'll see how it all plays out, but those were some of the things that were part of our discussion on yesterday's highly rated happy hour show with the Seth Spotlow Experience. Well, yesterday we were, we had Tammy Burkhalter.
Yes, and we've got to take our picture this morning, too.
Yeah, we're wearing blue to back the blue.
To back the blue.
In Otaga County.
Oh, she's I didn't know. I just
came prepared, so.
I didn't know that, blue. Though. Yeah, I'm wearing blue, but I didn't know to wear blue.
It's a campaign she started for folks in Otaga County to show their support for police.
Well, Jay's wearing a lovely shade of blue.
it's a very dark.
Look at that dog.
Dark shade of blue I've got on.
That dog is on its
back.
You've
got on blue jeans. Jay's.
I mean.
Chase is comfy, and he said he's ready for his wing fingers.
Chase
word.
Loves Jay. Well, actually,
didn't we do
we
it?
Found out
not
that
for this hour.
He loves anybody who sits in that chair.
I'm positive.
Because he jumps up on Eddie Bader, too, at 9 o'clock. So,
pretty positive we haven't done it for this hour. Or did we?
Did we do
the wing fingers word this hour?
We did not, no.
Okay, so, okay. We have not.
Time now for Wing Fingers' winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Combo.
Combo. Tell us about the combo.
So, personally, I love to get the combo at Wing Fingers because I get not only my awesome Wing Fingers, but I get the awesome crinkle cup fries with my sweet tea beverage and then their awesome bread. If you have not tried the bread, oh my goodness, you're in for a treat.
That's something new. You know, even to the extent that Bob has invented a new takeout box for people that want to stop by Wing Fingers and take their food back to the office, it's a box that keeps the food hot without getting it moist so that it becomes, you know, rubbery. You want the crust on those wing fingers to be nice and crunchy. But while we're talking food, we decided to do Chinese Saturday night. And this place we use has this goofy setup. Usually they're pretty quick with turnaround. The actual restaurant is closed. They built a window into their door. Mm-hmm. So you walk up and there's all these people standing around waiting for their order number to be called in the blazing heat. There's no place to sit, and you feel like if I go back to my car, I won't hear my number get called.
Right.
So, and time is marching on and passing, and then a fellow named TJ came up, said, just want to let you know that Jesse Lynn was a great addition to your morning show.
Nice.
She fit right in with you guys.
Yay.
I meant to tell you that. I was going to actually text you that Sunday, but it's Tuesday, and at my age, you get around things a little bit later.
Well, at least you got around to
did
it.
Did you get to your Chinese food, though?
You
kind of got your order there?
No, that was, it was just, I didn't care. It was not a good day to be waiting in the sun.
No, I can imagine.
Oh, and wearing a mask and social distancing, too.
Oh, my gosh.
But I hung in there. 7:49, we got your local news and some animal stories coming up next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A property tax increase that would benefit Montgomery Public Schools will be on the ballot in November. Officials say the measure would generate an additional $33 million per year for Montgomery Public Schools if approved. Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries Commissioner Rick Pate says test results of the seeds being mailed to Alabama residents from China show nothing that would be dangerous if planted. So far, residents from at least 8 other states have reported receiving unsolicited packages of seeds. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 21,000 new coronavirus cases in the past 2 weeks. That brings the total to more than 89,000. Health officials say more than 1,500 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit
visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Wind Creek's Alabama casinos are back, and the winning is electric.
When the electric slide plays, it lets me know that there are people that are winning.
I couldn't believe that many jackpots were going off.
A friend of mine won $47,000.
When I hit a jackpot, Ron, that tells me it could be my turn next.
Your turn could be next. Walk-ups are welcome. But for the odds-on way to get in, make a reservation for the casino floor at WindCreekCasino.com, on the Wind Creek app, or by calling 866-946-3360.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Simba. Wow, Simba's loud today. Chase. It's time for Animal Stories. True Tales, pun intended, from the Wild Kingdom. Wolfman, please bring us to the vocal on Tusk. Well done. Oh, there's the Baumhauer's winning word thing. I was ready to play it. I just pasted it in a little bit later than that. I'll move it to the 8 o'clock hour.
Sorry.
So I don't forget it then.
My bad.
No. No, you're good. Our top story is from right here in Alabama. Guess what? A man received a surprise when he woke up and found an alligator swimming laps in his backyard pool.
Ooh.
This is close to Mobile.
No, of course.
Mobile.
What in the blue blazes is this? Said Stephen McCullen Sr. This is a video he took of the gator, made a big hit on social media. I took my glasses off and looked around and made sure I thought that what I was seeing was what I was seeing, and it was. Said the alligator eventually climbed out of the pool, wandered near the fence in his yard before being collected by a wildlife officer.
There are more alligator sightings.
They're getting around. You know, and it wasn't that long ago, doesn't seem that long ago, they were an endangered species.
Yeah.
And now they got to hunt them down to keep them, and they're everywhere. They're turning up in populated areas, stuff like that. Nice going there, environmentalists. All right. A Florida fisherman was on a trip with his family when he was bitten. This guy just did not have a good day at the fishing hole.
Bitten.
He was bitten by an 8-foot lemon shark. And according to him, it wasn't the first time he's been bitten by a swimming predator. Justin Stuller was on a trip with his family in the Florida Keys when the shark incident occurred. The bite reportedly resulted in Stuller receiving 24 stitches. And speaking of bites, left him walking with a limp. While this was his first shark bite, he previously was bitten by an alligator.
Oh, my gosh.
And apparently hard enough to leave scars on his leg. The latest experience apparently didn't scare Stuller away from the water.
Is that a lemon shark, did you say?
Yes.
Lemon shark?
Yes.
He's got lemon.
An 8-footer.
That is strawberry shark?
It was a lemon. No, it was a lemon. Very bitter experience for me, by the way.
That's great.
Also in Florida, deputies were summoned to a stretch of highway to lasso a loose bull that was posing a hazard to rush hour traffic. That also happens down there quite frequently because there's still dairy farms and stuff where these creatures can get loose. The cow was on State Road 29 near Immokalee, a place that I recommend you never visit because it's... there's nothing going on there.
Immokalee? Immokalee?
I went to a convenience store once. From what I heard, that town has the highest blood alcohol level of any place in Florida. Because there's nothing to do there but drink. Deputies were able to lasso the bull, get it under control, and it was returned to its owner.
High-speed chase is on a move this morning.
Yeah, let me turn up the mic so you can hear this dog.
He's probably going to stop now. Yeah, of course. Ooh, ow!
It's funny, you can agitate a dog to that where they just go, they just run, they're not even sure why.
Right. Uh-huh.
Briscoe does that, too. He's my little widget-headed, gizmo-faced, black-bearded, cat-headed thing, Mr. Gub. You have to come by and meet the boys sometime.
I do, yes.
It is 7:58 already on News Talk 93.1 FM. We'll have a conundrum. Did I give you guys that?
No.
Okay.
We could do an audio conundrum today to swap things up.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. If you have one.
I think I do. Here, take a look at this, and if you don't like it, there's only one.
Okay, there's only one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you don't like that, we'll do an audio conundrum.
That one's pretty funny, though.
It'll be called Guess the Liquid Substance.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever.
What are we? We 50-50?
That'll work.
Either or.
It'll work.
So you're the pilot.
Jones Brothers Roofing, I have them coming out to the house to address an issue that we actually found thanks to a storm that had done some damage. And when Baker Creel came out, he pointed out that all the caps to our exhaust fans had, well, they were there, but they weren't there in their entirety because they were eaten by squirrels.
Squirrels!
Squirrel!
Yeah, and you don't want those things uncapped for that very reason, because you don't want squirrels nesting in your attic. So they're going to do some recapping there. We're going to have a new gutter put in to handle rainfall.